Welcome to the Prayer Now podcast.
Prayer Now was born of a desire to provide prayer to whoever needs it whenever they need it.
We believe what James 5:16 says, that the prayers of a righteous person are powerful and effective,
and that God hears us and desires to answer our prayers.
Whether you're listening to receive prayer or to pray along with us for others, we welcome you here. Hi there. Today on the Prayer Now podcast, we are going to be praying for the children in our lives. So if you're praying for your children, your grandchildren, any other children in your life, that is what we are doing today. I am Elizabeth.
And I am Amy.
And between our two families, we have
nine children.
I have four kids, mostly teens and young adults, ages 17, 19, 22, and 23.
Yes, and I have five kids. I span all the life stages. Ours are very spread out. They go from 4, 6, 10, 16, and 20. So we definitely hit all the life stages all the time. And we are also a blended family. So I definitely know the hardships and challenges that come with so many situations with children and families, and it is near and dear to my heart. God has definitely used this in me and in my life to relate with many other women and families and situations, and so I just really look forward today to God moving in this moment and in a prayer.
Yeah, and I think our heart for praying for children comes, number one, from the belief that prayer changes things, that God invites us to pray, that in the scriptures it says that the prayers of a righteous person are powerful and effective. And so we believe that when we pray for the children in our lives, that it moves the hand of God, that it changes things. And we have seen that in our lives as we have prayed for our children over the years. Sometimes for many, many years, we've prayed for the same thing and have sometimes seen it come to pass. And sometimes we're still waiting. But we truly believe that prayer changes things. The other reason I think that this is such a, near and dear topic to our hearts is we know that on our own, we don't have the strength to parent our children the way that we need to. We just don't. And so we just come acknowledging that we really need God's help and we need to bring these children up in prayer. So we invite you to just consider, maybe even picture the face of a child that you're going to be praying for with us. And we invite you to open your hands, open your hearts as we pray together for the children in our lives. Will you pray with us? Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you right now and we pray for the children in our lives. God, we thank you so much that you love children so much. And that, Jesus, you invited the little children to come to you, that you looked at children and you admired and pointed out their faith to others as a model of how our faith should be. And so, Lord, we know that you love children so much. And so right now, we lift up the children in our lives and we pray, God, first of all, that you will just draw each and every one of these children to yourself. God, we pray for their salvation. We pray that they will come to know you from an early age, Lord, that they will walk with you for a lifetime. And whatever stage of life these children are in right now, God, that they will draw near to you, that they will see you for who you are, that they will desire relationship with you. God, that they will bow the knee to Jesus, that they will come to you, that they will trust in you, that they will find eternity with you, Lord, through relationship with you, Jesus.
Father, thank you for the blessing of our children. Lord, in Psalms you have said, how blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. So we are so thankful for the children we have in our lives, Father, but it does not come without struggle and troubles and hardships in our life. So we pray for that right now. Lord, I thank you that you are with us, Father, and you have equipped us to deal with our children, to be there for our children, to steward our children, Father. You have blessed us with these children on purpose and for us and for this moment. I thank you, Lord, that we are able to handle and stand here with you in every moment. I pray for wisdom, Father. I pray for wisdom in guiding our children correctly. I pray for wisdom in guiding them in the way of you, Lord, that we would not forsake you or become too haughty in parenting them on our own, and we would always humble ourselves to know that we need you. We need you in these moments. We need you with each child. Each child is unique and wonderful in its own, and that comes with its own unique challenges and moments. And so, Father, grant us wisdom in those moments with each child and each situation and each burden or hardship that comes up in their lives, Father, to work with you in each moment.
Oh, and Lord, we know that especially today, there are so many challenges that our kids face. Lord, these children are living in a challenging world right now, Lord. And so we pray Romans 12 over them, Lord. We pray that they will be able to present their bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to you. And God, we ask that they will not be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of their minds, Lord. We pray that you will give them grace to see themselves exactly as you see them, Lord. Not more highly than they should or too lowly, Lord, but that they will see themselves as made in your image, yes. That they will see themselves as precious and as set apart. God, we pray that they will be able to see themselves that way, Lord. And we pray that they will see themselves as part of the body of Christ. God, you have given each and every one of our kids a special gifting, Lord, talents and gifts that are meant to be used. You have prepared good works in advance for them to do them, Lord. And so we pray that they will find their calling early on, Lord, that they will not wander and wonder who they are, but that they will see themselves as your precious child, that they will find what it is that you've given them in this world to do that will bless the world, God, that our kids, that they will bless every single person they come in contact with, God. We pray that their love may be genuine, that they will hate what is evil and they will cling to what is good. God, that they can love one another with brotherly affection and outdo one another in showing honor. God, we pray that they will rejoice in hope and be patient in tribulation and constant in prayer. God, we ask that they will be generous and live in harmony with one another, God, that they won't repay evil for evil, Lord. And we ask that you will just fill them with everything they need for life and godliness. And we thank you that you have given that to each one of us as Christ followers.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, right now, I pray the armor of God over these children. Yes, Lord. Father, I pray that they are strong in the Lord and mighty in his power. Lord, in you we find strength. In you we have strength. I pray the full armor of God over this child to take a stance against the devil's schemes. The devil is out there to steal, kill, and destroy. Father, but you have given us the armor of God to stand against those schemes, to stay strong, to be able to hold against and stand against all those schemes and to stand strong on a firm foundation. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Thank you that we can stand with you and not be held to those things. Father, I pray that over our children, that they would know the power there is in standing with you. There is power in putting on your armor. There's power in living for you. And so right now, Lord, I pray that they would stand firm. Father, they would stand firm in the name of Jesus with the belt of truth buckled around their waist. Lord, that they would stand in truth when the world tries to feed them lies. Lord, I pray that they would equip themselves with the breastplate of righteousness. Lord, that righteousness would cover them would surround them, would protect their very delicate inner self. And Lord, I pray their feet are fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Lord, may our children memorize your word and not take for granted the Bible and the truth that you have put in there for us to know you deeply and to know the truth and to know how to stand against the schemes of the enemy, the lies, Lord, but that their feet are ready. Their feet are ready for the gospel of peace to go out and reach others, reach those around them. And Lord, in all this, they would also equip themselves with the shield of faith.
Yes, Lord.
Take up the shield of faith for which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Lord, the fiery darts may come, and your word has not said that we will be completely protected and away from troubles, but the fiery darts come, and our shield of faith extinguishes them all. Lord, help our child to see the strength in having that faith is like a shield in front of their life, extinguishing all the fire that may be thrown at them. That their faith would not waver or quiver, Lord, would but stand strong in front of them. And Lord, I pray they take on the helmet of salvation. Just as we prayed earlier, that they would all come to know you. Father, that each child would hear your call and know you are there for them, Lord, and take on the helmet of salvation, knowing their life is protected, knowing you. Their life is complete, knowing you. And even that thought of having a helmet, having something surrounding your whole head, your brain, which guides and protects your whole body. It runs us, Lord, that we are protected. Our whole body and mind and thinking of way of living is protected when we know you. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, to know your word, to be able to speak forth the truth and speak forth your words, to know you in every moment. Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, we want to pray right now for our children's relationships in their lives, Lord. We pray for relationships with their siblings, if they have any siblings, Lord, that you will help them to love their siblings well. Let there not be strife or enmity, but Lord, that they can just get along, support each other, love each other well, encourage each other, God, that you will give them lifelong friendship with their siblings, Lord. We pray for friends. God, we pray that each and every child will have a godly friend that will come into their lives, yes, Lord, that you will bring them friends who will, as iron sharpens iron, Lord, that they will strengthen each other, challenge each other, Lord, that they will that you will give them friends who will just help keep them on your path, Lord. Give each of these children a friend of the heart, someone that they really just love being with and enjoy being with, that they can share and have community together, Lord, and that these are spiritual friendships. Give them friends who will pray for them, that they can pray for, Lord, and I pray that you will just bring those godly friendships into their lives. And Lord, we pray for these kids' relationship with their parents, Lord, that you will just to help them to love their parents well, to obey their parents, Lord. And we pray that you will help us as parents to love our children well, to not exasperate our children, God, but to encourage them in the love and fear of the Lord. And God, that you will just be at work in each of our children's lives in their relationships. And Lord, if it is for them to be married one day, Lord, we pray that you will bring a spouse into their lives who loves you, God, who loves you so much and who loves them and understands them, Lord, that you will bring bring that spouse into their lives, Lord, at just your perfect and proper time, Lord. And that they can just be a couple who serves you together and is able to pray together and study your word together. Lord, we pray that for each and every child.
Father, I pray for our children to have a hunger for God. I pray that our children have an unquenchable thirst for you, Lord. thirst that cannot be put out, a hunger that cannot be satisfied, Lord. Lord, whatever situations they're in or life stage they're in, Lord, that they would seek you out, that they would have this urging in their heart they cannot understand, except that they want you and it is only fulfilled by you. Lord, that they would not look to their age or their stage or matter where they are, Father. They would know that they can follow you and hunger for you and thirst for you no matter how old they are. You have even said in your word to come to you like little children, Lord. So let the little children praise you and seek you out. Let the teenagers praise you and seek you out, Lord. Let older kids praise you and seek you out, Lord. You have work for them at every stage. Yes, Lord, may they seek out your word. May they study. May they long to be in your word and read the scripture, Lord. May they long to be in your presence, Father, and not be distracted by the things of the world, but to want to come into your presence, want to spend time with you. Lord, there you are with them always to the very end of age. You are Emmanuel, God with us. Be with our children. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for praying with us. It has been a blessing and an honor to get to pray with you for the children in our lives. And we want to leave you with this verse, Deuteronomy 13:4. May you walk after him and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice. Amen. May you serve him and hold fast to him. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Prayer Now. Prayer Now is a ministry of New Hope Christian Community Church in Round Lake, Illinois. You can donate to support the work of Prayer Now at newhoperoundlake.com/prayernow.